Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to English with Fraser, the weekly podcast for intermediate English learners who are serious about improving. Whether you're brushing up or building your confidence, join me each week for real conversations, smart tips, and the touch of that British charm. Let's level up your English one episode at a time.
Hello, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whatever time you're tuning in, good day, and welcome back to English with Fraser, the podcast that makes English effortless one episode at a time. With a proudly British twist and a cheeky bulldog. Together, let's perfect your English. On today's episode, it's about one of the most British things you could possibly imagine. No, not tea, not the Queen, but almost as good, talking about the weather. Specifically, why Brits are so obsessed with talking about the weather and related small talk and weather small talk. Joining me, as always, is my unfortunately rain-soaked, umbrella-wielding co-host, Winston the British Bulldog. How are you, Winston?
Bit damp around the whiskers, Fraser. But if we let a bit of drizzle stop us, we wouldn't have an empire, would we?
Part 1. So why are we obsessed with the weather? Now, if you've ever spoken to a Brit or just stood near one, you most likely would have heard, "Lovely day, isn't it? Bit grey today. A bit damp today. Absolutely chucking it down. Lovely weather we're having." Now, we genuinely talk about the weather every single day. Sometimes to start a conversation, sometimes to end a conversation, sometimes just to avoid saying anything else at all. It can act as a deflection mechanism. So if you're talking about an awkward topic or you'd like to change the topic, just quickly ask or comment on the weather. "Oh, this past week we've had pretty bad weather, haven't we?" That sort of thing. But why do we do it? Now, reason one is because in the UK, the weather is always changing. It can change quick and often. Now, Britain is an island surrounded by the sea, as all islands are. As such, we get mild and unpredictable weather. You can wake up one day to sunshine, eat lunch with fog surrounding you outside, and go to bed listening to drizzle or thunderstorm, all in the space of one day. So, commenting on the weather is very observational, and this is because it changes often. If it was hot all the time, there wouldn't really be any conversations to be had. You'd just say, "Oh, it's hot again." But because it changes so often, it means there's talking points to talk on, to mention, to comment on.
"I never trust a sunny morning. It's usually a trick. By tea time, it's raining sideways."
Reason two is because it's the ultimate icebreaker. As you know, from listening to my previous episodes, we don't love confrontation. We don't like to overshare. We keep our personal lives fairly personal and just share with our close friends and family. So when we bump into someone we don't know, to bump into means to meet someone, to meet them unexpectedly. We often turn to the safest topic imaginable, and that's the weather. Cold, isn't it? Bit nippy. Miserable out. Plants will be loving this weather. There you go. Simple and an instant connection made. No drama. Just good old-fashioned British diplomacy. It's basically the British version of a handshake.
Except it's soggy, and you do it in a queue, old chap.
And as small talk goes, it doesn't usually lead anywhere, but you leave the conversation knowing you were polite and at least spoke to that person. And we honestly do it all the time. It could quite literally be with anyone. Any awkward moments, so talking to a taxi driver, talking to your boss, talking to a teacher, talking to the lady at the cashier. Literally anyone. For example, at my old place of work, we used to have this client that rang often, and obviously I can't disclose any details, but he was chasing a piece of work that we needed to do for him, and it hadn't been done for quite a while. So often I would say, unfortunately, the work's not ready. And to try to diffuse the situation and change the subject, I'd then mention the weather and say, oh yes, sir, at least we've had good weather recently, or it's looking a bit miserable outside. And it, relatively speaking, did the trick, and I managed to make sure the client wasn't too angry, even though there was lots of delays for many months. Another reason we're obsessed with the weather is due to historical trauma. Let's not forget, British history is soaked in rain, from muddy battles, damp castles, to foggy Victorian streets and stormy channel crossings. We've spent centuries trying to stay dry.
If the Romans had brought umbrellas, we'd have kept them here.
Part 2. Useful British weather vocabulary. Let's go through some real British phrases and expressions that you can use to sound like a local. Let's start with mild observations. It's a bit overcast today. That means there's a lot of clouds. It's trying to rain. That means it's looking like it will rain soon. Looks like it might clear up. That means it looks like the rain's going to pass shortly. Nice outside for once. That means going outside, it's fairly sunny. And we're not used to that. Now some rainy sayings. Spitting. Now spitting, we don't mean to spit at someone. We just mean that the rain is very light. It's not heavy rain. It's just going down softly, and when the rain hits you, you don't feel it too much. Drizzling or drizzle. Now drizzle is a light form of rain, almost like spitting. So spitting, you could say, is a type of light drizzle. Now drizzling just means the rain's coming soft but steady. Raining cats and dogs. This is a very British expression to mean it's raining really heavily. It's raining cats and dogs outside. That just means it's raining so much, so stay inside. Chucking it down or tipping it down. This again means heavy rain, really heavy rain. So chucking it down suggests that the rain's coming from the top of the clouds, out of a bucket. So you sort of grab the bucket and chuck it, because chuck means throw. So chucking it down is certainly not drizzle. Chucking it down is the highest and worst form of heavy rain. a proper downpour. Now, a downpour also means heavy rain. As the name suggests, pouring downwards, downpour. What about you, Winston? What's your favourite rain-related expression living on these isles?
My favourite? It's proper grim out. That says it all, doesn't it?
Oh yes, that's a good one. I use that a lot myself, actually. So, as Winston said, grim out, so he's saying outside, the weather's grim. Now, grim, as an adjective, just means not nice, maybe dark and murky. So, you can often just say, the weather's grim. And that just means the weather is horrible, which would suggest it's grey and raining. Now, a few more expressions for cold and the occasional sunny bit of weather. So for cold weather, we would say it's a bit nippy. A bit nippy. Now, nippy just means cold, not too cold, but just enough to make you feel a little bit oof, a little bit red in the cheeks, keep you on your toes. Then we have freezing my toes off, although you can replace toes with other parts of the body, more rude parts of the body. But this is a family-friendly show, ladies and gents, so we shan't be repeating that here. So I'm freezing my toes off. So this one's quite self-explanatory. It's so cold that XYZ part of the body's going to fall off. Because obviously, when it is extremely cold, sort of Arctic conditions, people do lose fingers and toes. And then we'd also say, it's absolutely Baltic out there. Fairly Baltic conditions. Now, the Baltics are actually a string of countries in Europe. So that's your Estonia, Lithuania, that neck of the woods. And apparently that has the connotations of being cold. Because when we say it's Baltic in English, we mean it's incredibly cold. Now for some sunshine expressions. So you could simply say, lovely day out. Simply lovely out. Very nice outside. Nice bit of sun today. So a nice bit of sun means the sun has come out to say hello. Not too much sun, but it's enough. You could say, it's hot. Make the most of it. Now this means, enjoy the hot weather, because we don't have it often. So go outside, go for a walk, go for a drink, enjoy the sun. And then for when it's over 22 degrees, you can say, too hot for me. Far too hot for me. This is said above 22 degrees, of course. Don't forget that part. So British sunshine itself is a fairly rare bird. If you see it, appreciate it quickly, because it's probably about to go away and hibernate again. Part 3. The weather and British identity. Now, the weather isn't just a topic. It's a bit of a national bonding ritual. You can talk about the weather with absolutely anyone. Your grandparents' generation, your parents' generation, your colleagues, anyone you've got nothing really relatable with. Just crack on and start commenting how often it's rained recently, or how hot it is for April, or how, compared to last year, the weather is so much nicer. It can be the first thing you say at a pub. It can be whatever you want to moan about. You can moan about this at the bus stop. It's almost how you say, I see you and I acknowledge you're there, but we're not going to say anything personal or too deep. We're going to have a quick weather-related conversation. And we'll get on with our days.
Let's not forget, we didn't survive history, we stormed through it. Rain didn't stop Wellington at Waterloo. Fog didn't stop Churchill. And a little sleet isn't going to stop me from walking to the corner shop for milk. We are a nation forged in drizzle, tempered by tea and tested by wind. Other countries have sun. We have grit.
Oh, a rousing speech there, Winston, my son. That'll certainly get you going. Right, let's conclude on a few real-life situations that could occur for you to practice with. So here are some different scenarios that you now can practice your natural weather small talk. Situation one, at the bus stop. You'd think it would clear up by now. Yeah, I know, this drizzle's been going since yesterday. So that was drizzle, light rain. At the office, talking to a colleague. I really can't believe this weather, can you? I know, sun yesterday, storms today, typical. Brits love to say typical when speaking about something that's not great. Chatting with a neighbour. Morning, a little bit grey today. Yes, but supposed to brighten up later, so fingers crossed. As you can see, it's about sharing that moment and being British together in our shared sogginess, windiness, and deep belief that the weather is always worse up north.
Welcome to Winston's Wisdom Old Sport. If you want to sound like a true Brit, learn to comment on the weather without thinking. Use it as a social tool, not a meteorological report. And never, ever trust a forecast. And remember, if it's sunny, it won't last. If it's raining, it's probably tea time. And if someone says it's not too bad today, that means it's absolutely awful. But we're used to it.
Thank you, Winston. You've been certainly on form this podcast. Some great speeches there, old boy. And I think just to conclude, our attitude towards rain and how we don't let it affect us, I think stems from that stiff upper lip, old school British mentality. To define this, I'd say it's remaining calm, unemotional, and just carrying on in times of stress or hardship. This trait can be traced back to national ideal during the Victorian era, also solidified during World War II, with that keep calm and carry on Blitz spirit. Now, a Brit could be drenched in rain, late for a train, and therefore miss his meeting, and still think, well, could be worse. Stoic, composed, and unflappable. That's a wrap on today's episode of English with Fraser. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new. Remember, mastering English is all about immersing yourself in natural content. After all, we're making English effortless one episode at a time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep going. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, share with a friend, family member, or colleague who also may be learning English. I'll be back soon with more natural English content. Until then, keep practicing, listening, and enjoy the journey. Bye for now.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.